episode of Let's Talk. We have been talking about maturing in our walk with Christ the last few weeks, and today we will end that series. But honestly, we could talk about this every single week. It should be our daily goal to be more mature in our relationship with Jesus, so we could have an ongoing conversation about this. As we all know, it is so much easier to walk in the dark if we have a light to guide us. So I encourage you today to use the brightest light ever to walk through this dark world we live in. If we are followers of Jesus, He is a constant light for us. Let's look over in 1 John 1 at verses 5 through 10. It says, "This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." This scripture helps us to see how to live a mature Christian life. I encourage you to get along with God today and read these verses through at least three times, or until it sinks into the depths of your soul. Understanding where true light comes from is a must in maturing in Christ. Now let's look at Hebrews 5, 13 through 14. And let's determine what a mark of a mature believer looks like. It says, "For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Here, milk versus solid food shows the reader's immaturity in the faith. They are like infants instead of mature adults, well-learned and well-practiced in Scripture and their faith in Jesus. Those who know the Word have discernment. When we know the Word, we have discernment because we're constantly training to distinguish good from evil. So what ways do we encounter good and evil every day? Well, we can encounter good and evil through conversations with people, through media, TV, newspapers, social media. We can encounter good and evil just waking up in this sin-filled world every day. There's so many ways that we can encounter good and evil, but what we should focus on is how we can see all the good and how we can stay away from all the evil. And the way we do that is because when we're Christians and we have the Holy Spirit living in us, it helps us to discern what's evil and what's good. So as Jesus followers, we are maturing in our walk with Him, and we should be very careful as to how we handle or react to evil. Sometimes we become very judgmental when we see evil or hear evil. Do we usually desire judgment or mercy on the evils of our world? Well, from a human perspective, we normally want judgment to come upon whatever is evil or whoever is evil. But in our scriptures, it tells us that, you know, that we should be merciful. Let's look in James 2 and see what he says about judgment and mercy. James 2, 12 through 13. "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So mercy is a requirement of believers. Remember, when our judgment day comes, when we meet Jesus face to face, we will be judged according to how much mercy we showed or how much judgment we showed towards others. So as we look toward that day when we will see Jesus face to face, let's stay steadfast, immovable, always doing the work God sets before us, and know that in the Lord our labor is not in vain. Further studies that you can look at this week to back all of this up is 1 Timothy 4:12, 2 Peter 3:8, and 1 John 4:16 and 17. They'll help you in your spiritual growth toward maturity in Jesus. Remember, Paul wrote to Timothy a letter concerning his earthly walk with Christ. In that letter, Paul said, "I have fought the good fight." May God bless you each day as you journey toward your maturity in Christ, so that one day you will be able to say, "I have fought the good fight." Until next week, may God bless you always and in always.